Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
We need to show the Republican Party in America that we can win again. And guess where they're going to be watching on Tuesday night to see if we win? Right here in New Jersey, everybody. They're going to be watching us.
Well, yeah. Okay, good, great. Here we are. Look, are these elections a mandate on Obamacare? And is Chris Christie, frankly, a mandate to move to the center for the grand old man party? That's the question. The phone number here is 855-400-7282. It's election night. As we go to press on the Savage Nation tonight, it's neck and neck. Looks like the big election to me is not Chris Christie. He was a shoo-in. Everyone loves him because he's a centrist, and he seems like a big, jolly, pushy guy, perfect for Sopranos land and the swamp country. And he knows what he's doing. He's got his baggage, but so what? Everyone loved him until he kissed Obama's ring and started to basically become like Obama's you-know-what. And then suddenly the conservatives ditched him. But the question is, he won. And so now do you turn on him because he's not, let us say, passed the litmus test of the, you know, of the conservative movement? He's not whole. He's not 100%. How many times, though, have I told you you're never going to get 100% of what you want in politics? We don't live in a purist world. So that's one story. The Cuccinelli versus McAuliffe is the most important election tonight. Cuccinelli, as you well know, is a hardline conservative. He's in favor of anti-sodomy laws being reintroduced in Virginia, which is a very big deal. McAuliffe is an old-line, how shall I put it without getting myself in deeper trouble than I really am? McAuliffe is a bundler for Bill Clinton, was a bundler for Bill Clinton. McAuliffe is tied into the old Clinton world, let's put it to you that way. So if you like the Clintons, then you're going to love McAuliffe. If you like someone who loves borders, language, and culture, you're going to like Cuccinelli. And let's hope Cuccinelli wins, because right now it's neck and neck. It's the Nelly versus the Liff, and Nelly's winning by a few right now. And all I can say is the latter part of their names, not the former, because if I use the front part of the names, I will be thrown off the air. So it's Nelly versus the Liff. In New York, it looks like the communist leftist Sandinista de Blasio is going to be a shoo-in because of all the illegal aliens who were flooded into New York over the last few years, which is, of course, the plan of the illegitimate radical progressive left. Flood America with third worlders, and then you will have power for 100 years. We're going to go back to Tammany Hall in New York with de Blasio. So I open this show up tonight on the Savage Nation as we watch all the late returns. It's too close to call in Virginia. The Liff and the Nelly are neck and neck right now. It's Nelly moving ahead by a neck. It's the Liff moving ahead by a hoof. No, it's Nelly ahead by a hoof. No, it's the Liff coming ahead by a horn. We'll let you know as it breaks. I have a question for you, a fun question. Some nicknames for de Blasio. De Blasio, as you well know, has pandered to the lowest common denominator in New York. It is the have-nots versus the haves. Everyone in New York who was jealous of anyone who has anything else thinks that de Blasio is going to be their man. Just as the have-nots thought Obama was going to be their man, I got news for you in New York and New Jersey. I got news for you. He's going to screw you like he screwed everybody else to get where he is. But it's too early for you to believe that. There's going to be a big victory tonight, and you'll break out the Sandinista champagne, and then you'll wake up to find out that at the end of the day he's just a politician like all of them. But we're way ahead of ourselves. I have a fun question for you. Since de Blasio was a big supporter of the Sandinistas, went to the Soviet Union during the Cold War, and is an all-around leftist of by any imagination, what would your nickname be for Mr. de Blasio in New York? He's going to be the new goat of the conservative movement. I can't yet come up with a good name for de Blasio. It has to be clean. It has to rhyme with de Blasio. And it has to say it like it is. 855-407-282 is one question. Now, I want to go back to some of the topics that we were covering last night. Here's an email I got today, Your Voice for Animals. Michael Savage, thanks for giving a voice to the animals. She writes, I've almost given up eating meat entirely in protest over the slaughter. Anyone has looked into the eyes of pigs, cows, deer, bison, even chickens, knows that these are sensitive, intelligent creatures who feel, think, bond with each other. Now, I cut it off at a chicken, personally. I don't have any feelings for chickens. But, okay, well, I'll read the rest. Pigs are even more intelligent in a way than dogs and often quite witty. I've heard that. She writes, while I am a conservative, no one wants to hear this. One of the things that has turned me off to the conservative movement is the bloodlust of conservative gun nuts and NRA supporters, she writes. Since when did being a man or patriotic woman become about hunting down a defenseless animal that has every right to live as everyone else just to feed a perverse bloodlust? It's a pointless, violent sport and to me reflects mental illness, she writes. That's not my position. She says this, conservatives should advocate gun rights as a constitutional right to protect one's property and themselves against tyranny. If they wish to shoot at things, go to a hunting range and shoot cans of moving targets. Why take the life of a beautiful animal? Well, we can disagree with that as well. Michael, your account of what that NRA creep did to that elephant, shooting it in the head repeatedly while it screamed, was horrible. Elephants are brilliant, sensitive, loving creatures who mourn for their dead and bury them and develop their own societies. Your account of the slaughterhouse in Fiji was horrific. What is wrong with these people? Conservatives, now here's the punchline. This is very important for tonight. She writes, conservatives are losing a lot of support among moderates and conservative animal rights, environmentally conscious people over stupidity. How can they claim to be religious and then wantonly kills God creation? I don't get it. Well, the fact is the Bible is quite into slaughter. The Bible actually says everything that crawls and walks and whatever, the cloven hoof being the exception, you can kill and use it as food. Okay, so be very clear on it. The Bible is not a very nice place to go for compassion. The Bible is very uncompassionate, by the way. So if I've alienated my P1, I can't help it. It's fire and brimstone. If you go into the Bible, it's fire and brimstone. God says right off the get-go, he created every living thing for man's use, fundamentally. He just says there's prohibitions. You can't eat a shrimp, which I'll never understand. I don't eat shrimp anymore, but it's not because of the Bible. It's because any shrimp that comes out of China, I will not touch. It's filled with toxicity. They're raised in garbage. They feed them fecal matter. So I don't eat shrimp. I mean, the Bible was right about that. I'll eat a Gulf shrimp now and again. I don't even lost a taste for it. They're garbage bottom feeders. But I have a question for you. I'm going to read you this email now. Now, I can't use that online. Now, we can't use dirty words. Come on, Phil, get with it. Stop putting up childish things with that rhyme with de Blasio. You know you can't use any scatological references. Stop it. Let's take a caller. Jim on KSFO. He's calling about Christie's victory. Jim, go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm just saying in the sense that, you know, I'm glad he won versus the perceived, you know, the left side, right? But I would never want him to be the presidential nominee, and that's part of the fear, I guess, because of his victor.
Well, here's the question. If Christie won tonight, which he did by a landslide, in liberal New Jersey, tell me why he would be a bad Republican candidate for the presidency.
No, I guess I don't necessarily know if he would be bad. I just...
Well, here's the thing. Let's say, would you rather have a Christie victory for the presidency or a, let's say, a real diehard true believer, we can pick a few right now, you know who I'm going to say, Rand Paul losing by a landslide. What would make you feel better? A Christie winning for the presidency by a landslide? I'll make it very simple. Or Rand Paul losing by a landslide to Hillary Clinton. Well, tell me, what would you rather have?
Oh, gosh. Well, if it's just cut and dry, Christie for the win.
That's what I'm trying to say to you. Listen to me. You can be a diehard in your living room, but when you get into realpolitik, you better go with a winner who's going to give you 50, 60% on the dollar. Otherwise, you're going to get 0%. You know what Hillary's going to give us? 0% of what we want for borders, language, and culture. Christie, on the other hand, as a former, I think he was a, was he wasn't a federal prosecutor, wasn't he a U.S. attorney? I don't quite know.
He's a lobbyist.
Well, I know what he was. Look, he has baggage. Tell me one politician who doesn't. But his instincts, I'm trying to tell you, are more closely aligned with the conservative viewpoint on many issues, while Hillary's instincts are opposed to all of our values. So I would say that even a moderate candidate like Christie would be better than a Hillary win. That's what I'm trying to say to you.
I agree. It's just so sad, so horrible.
Let me start with what matters to me more than anything else in the world. borders, language, and culture, national security. Obama has fired another combat general. Obama is purging the military. Obama has homosexualized and feminized the military. Obama is destroying the military. Obama has wrecked the morale of the military. I can guarantee you that on that issue alone, if Christie runs for the presidency and wins, he will restore the military to the point where they can defend America again. On that issue alone, I would take Christie over Hillary. Thank you for the call. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I got breaking news for you that's not even on my favorite site, the Drudge Report. Several explosions rock headquarters of China's Communist Party. A series of devices exploded outside an office building of a provincial headquarters of the Communist Party of China, according to multiple reports. This is an important story because they're starting to see unrest in the communities where there are Muslims. I should warn you that China does not play by the same politically correct gelded rules that they burden our police and military with. I can guarantee you heads will roll in China. Now back to election night 2013. This is a very important night, although it is not the midterm elections that are coming up next November. It is a sort of mini midterm election. And in the one race in particular, it's a very telling race. Cuccinelli, Virginia, is nosing out McAuliffe, the Democrat. Cuccinelli is a very conservative Christian candidate and is proud of it. McAuliffe is an extremely old-line Tammany Hall, in my opinion. Everything that stinks in a rotten fish barrel about America is in McAuliffe. And yet they're only 1 point apart. The heartbreak here is that there's a third-party candidate who has stolen about 8 points, so far as I can tell, from Cuccinelli. That's going to be the problem with any third-party candidate. Now, again, the big topic tonight is Christie. Christie is a centrist. I would call him a Rockefeller Republican. You probably don't even remember who Rockefeller was. He was a moderate, very moderate, middle-of-the-road, a Republican governor of New York. There's a whole story to him being found dead on his secretary's, on his desk. They had to get a couple of cops to remove him, but we won't go into that. That didn't make the news for too long in New York. But I was a young kid when that happened. I found it very interesting. If Christie wins, which he has done, and he becomes the candidate, would you rather see a Christie landslide or a Ted Cruz disaster? I'm asking you, if Christie runs against Hillary, wouldn't you rather have 50% of what you want with a Christie victory as president rather than 0% with a Hillary victory? I'm asking a real question here. We all know what we all want. You're not getting it. Ted Cruz can't be president. I don't care how good a man he is. He cannot be president. He would get crushed by Hillary. So you can see a battle coming up between Christie, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz in the primaries. Christie would win. Then it's going to be Christie versus Hillary. You'll say, who wants him? I'm not going to vote for him. I want you to think very carefully. Many of you said that when Romney was the candidate because he was too middle of the road. I understand that. And look what we got as a result. Because you didn't go to the polls and didn't vote for the middle of the road Romney, the limp-wristed weak Romney, we wound up with this naked Marxist in the White House who's decimating this country. Be careful. Don't hang on to your belief system to the bitter end. You know, there's a limit to the Alamo. Now, I want you to tell you this. Yesterday I did a show last night on the vaccine story. Flashback. What? Fox is calling it from a call of, oh, God. They stole another election. They did it again. The corrupt machine stole another election. That's very sad. Flashback, Michael Savage warns, beware of flu shots. It's been on the Drudge Report all day. It's pulling an awful lot of interest. Savage is being listened to. Whether you like him or not, he's being listened to and he's being read. Now back to the sad news. It seems it just came up. Fox is calling it for McAuliffe. It's McAuliffe. On Drudge, it's Cuccinelli 46.8, McAuliffe 46.4. If there was no third-party candidate, Cuccinelli, the conservative, would have won very handsomely. Let's go to the callers. 855-47282 is the phone number. Let's go to WABC. Max, go ahead, please. Fire away.
Yes, Savage, thank you for taking my call. I got a good, I think a good name for de Blasio. How about, since he's been to Cuba, we call him de Blastro.
Now, that's a good starter. Let's start with that. We got to give him a nickname right away. Because remember, in talk radio, we don't have legs, we don't have lipstick, we don't have stockings, we don't have hair to use. All we've got is our brains and our voice. And I think de Blastro says it all. Because I can expect more of that kind of behavior. Oh, you said de Castro or de Blastro?
Well, de Blastro, but I guess de Castro would go well also.
Well, it'll miss the blah. The BLA we need. We need the blah in there. De Blastro is probably better. Thank you very much. I think you're going to win the prize tonight in the Savage Nation. 855-47282. Drake on KSFO. Welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Thanks, Michael. With all due respect, I think you're making a mistake about Christie. Because even if Christie wins the primary, he'll still lose to Hillary. Because Hillary is a woman, which trumps being a fat moderate.
Okay, but hold on. She's not an ordinary woman. She's not a new woman. She's a woman that women dislike. You've got to understand something. Women are very catty. I'm sorry to tell you, but that's a reality. And they don't like Hillary Clinton. They know her history. They know who she was married to. Most women hate her that I know of, and I don't mean conservative women. Most women just don't like her. They don't like her because she was a dish rag to Bill. Let's start with that. And they don't like her because they know that she's a very, very dangerous personality in this country. And that's not because they don't know her history. They remember Cattlegate. They remember Chinagate. They remember all the scandals of the Clintons, which was a co-presidency. I don't think you're right. She's not a new, fresh Democrat face. She comes with baggage. So I don't think that it's an automatic loss for Christie, who's middle of the road. It's the Savage Nation. Your opinion counts.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I'm a conservative, and, you know, I've governed as a conservative in this state, and I think that's what's led to some people disagreeing with me in our state, because it's generally a left-of-center blue state.
Right.
But I think that the difference has been, I haven't tried to hide it or mask it in something different. I just tell people this is who I am, because for most folks, they're willing to let you disagree with them a little bit, as long as they think you're being straight.
Now that, of course, is Christie, who's winning by a landslide in New Jersey, 58-38 against Bono, and that's where we're playing a little Sonny and Cher right now. Sonny, of course, has gone to his rewards, and Cher, I don't even want to know where she goes tonight. In fact, I never wanted to know where Cher went at night. I liked Sonny, I never liked Cher, but nevertheless, it's Christie versus Bono, 58-38, and it's a very telling election because Christie is a centrist Republican. Bono tried the same leftist, so-called progressive scare tactics, pandering to the lowest common denominator, stirring up the masses that was used in New York, but it didn't work for Bono. It did work in New York because there are more immigrants. And speaking of immigrants, I'm sorry to tell you the illegals again are turning the tide in Virginia. When you look at the fact that Latino voters turn out for McAuliffe, what does that tell you? How many of them are illegal aliens? Duh. You don't know? Why? Because McAuliffe has fought for many years along with the entire corrupt Democrat machine to make sure there's no voter ID at the polls. You're letting Mexico dictate who wins the elections in this country, and I'm damn sick of it. They're not citizens of this country. And that's all there is to it. And it's a damn shame the Republicans don't have the you-know-what to have made this an issue instead of cowering over the, quote, Latino vote. How about cowering over the American vote? How about cowering over the legal vote? I'm so sick of it. You think I like this? But I'm a realist. And I'd rather see, if it's an election next November, it's not going to be the presidential election. It's the midterms next November. But when the big one comes, it'll be Christie versus Hillary, which would be my guess. And I'd rather see a Christie than a Hillary. I know what I'm going to get with Hillary, and I fear it. Christie will give me 50 to 60% of what I want. Taxes will go down. National security will go up. Do I like him on all issues? Of course not. He's not me. If I ran, what would I get? 10% of the vote? That's the point. It's great to be a true believer and a diehard, but it's also great to win, don't you think? Who would win in a matchup, Christie or Hillary? It's a simple question. If you care to join the conversation, it's 855-407-282. Right now on the Drudge Report, my good friend Matt has the latest results. Let's see. McCullough, 46.71%. Oh, God. The Nelly is 46.31%. It looks like the Liff is beating the Nell. Oh, no. Oh, no. By a point? Oh, that's a shame. The illegals have done it again. They gave Obama the victory he wanted. The Dreamers gave Obama the victory he wanted. And now the illegal aliens are going to steal another election, in my unhumble opinion. Let's go to WABC. Wayne, you're up on the Savage Nation. Your opinion, please.
How you doing, Dr. Savage? I love the conversation you're having tonight.
Why? Why do you think this is poignant? I know why it is, but I want to know why.
Well, because you have to look down the road, and down the road, just like you say, I believe it's going to be Hillary Clinton versus Chris Christie.
Right, in 2016, so let's talk about it, because Christie is not liked at all by conservatives for many good reasons, but wouldn't he be better than Hillary, and could he win?
Well, living in New Jersey, being a conservative, I have to admit, it pains me, but I have to admit, Christie isn't that bad.
Well, why should he be that bad?
Well,
he lowered taxes. Didn't he lower taxes in the Garden State?
Mostly, but not the property taxes.
So where did he lower tax? What, state income tax?
Yes.
Well, California state income tax is punitive. Jerry Brown has turned it into a 15% boondoggle against people who make a living. You talk about taxes. Did you know taxes are near 15% here in state income tax in California?
Well, we have a 7% here in Jersey.
Yeah, but 7's not 15.
Well, thanks to Chris Christie.
You mean he lowered the state income tax? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. So where don't you like Christie, and what don't you like him?
I don't like him on his... Like, I... For instance, the gay marriage. I mean, all of a sudden, Chris Christie just dropped it.
Yeah, well, he knows which way the wind blows on gay marriage. He knows which way the wind blows on gay marriage. He knows that. And he doesn't want to fight that battle. He also probably doesn't want to fight the abortion battle. Where does he stand on abortion? Did he deal with the women's issues like that?
He's one of those Catholics who, when it comes down to abortion, I believe he's for abortion.
Mm.
But, you know, how can one be a Catholic and be for abortion? It's hard.
How could you be a Catholic and be in favor of euthanasia? You know, I mean, it's almost the same thing to me, abortion and euthanasia. Well, thanks for that call. If anyone else has an opinion on it, it's terrible. It looks like the illegal aliens have stolen another election Well, whatever. I mean, why go into it? It's heartbreaking. What's the good of talking about it? McAuliffe was a bundler for the Clintons. What more do you need to know? What more do you need to know? And he fought. He fought voter ID all these years because he knows without illegals he couldn't have won. You get it? I'm sitting here at KSFO Studios in San Francisco tonight. Normally I broadcast in front of a curtain with a little dog. It works for me, truthfully. But tonight, Comcast failed throughout the county in which I live. I had to race into the city again. I don't mind. There's something about dirty carpeting and the smell of a perfume that I love. And I'm sitting here waiting for a pizza. That's why I sound happy. Let's put it this way. In honor of Chris Christie, I'm ordering a double-wide pizza. We have a double-wide pizza on the way in for my wonderful crew here. Everyone's salivating. We ordered a huge, doubly fat pizza. They said, do you want a gluten-free pizza? I said, well, why don't you get a pizza-free pizza? Sure. Get me a pizza-free pizza. Just deliver a bottle of water. No, we're getting the double fat pizza tonight. I can't wait for it. There was something about being in a real radio station that is thrilling. There's the sales department. No one's there. It's like a ghost town at night. But you see where all the people work so hard to sell. You know, like the cans are full of the paper all day long. And the electronics and the equipment and the hallways and the cards and the parking garage that's eerie at night like the Green Hornet. I actually love coming in here. I don't know what it's going to be like in the daytime when actually there's actual people here selling selling ads and spots. Actually, you like that as well. That's fun, too. I'll have to bring the curtain in and the dog. Teddy is allowed in here. 855-407-2282 is the phone number. We're at 41 minutes after the hour, and I'm not taking a break. I'm watching for the next result here. The Cuccinelli is at 47. The McAuliffe is at 47. It looks like the Liff is winning. Christie's at 60%. Bono Not Sunny is at 39%, so that's a given. You know, sometimes you have to say, well, I'll take what I can get also. But John doesn't believe that's the way to go. He's a true believer. He wouldn't vote for Chris Christie, and many of you feel the same way. John on KSFO, tell us why you'd rather see Hillary than Christie.
Yeah, I'm tired of the fake conservatives. These guys like Christie, they attack us. They do all these kinds of things. Truthfully, big issues are not solved by going to the center, ever. And when we did Bush, all we got was bigger government. We destroyed our brand. And what was the answer? Oh, just more of the same. We're tired of this.
Let me explain something to you. You are 100% correct. But winning the election is the issue. Can you really win an election anymore as a patriotic nationalist who's in favor of family values when the country has been degenerated, declawed, and flooded with illegal aliens, and that you have, I don't know how to put it other than the way it is, the young women are out of control. They are sex maniacs. They're drug addicts. They don't know what the country is. All they do is want to have fun. How in the heck is a conservative Republican ever going to appeal to these young degenerates? Tell me how.
I don't know. I'm called to do the right thing without respect to that. I'm called to be a good father, to raise my kids right.
I don't know what it would be like to have a young daughter today with the degenerates running the media and the psychotics running Hollywood with the imagery, letting those degenerate sluts do the dances every night with the objects against their bodies. It's sickening. I want to read you something. One of my producers wrote this to me, and it's directly related to what we're talking about tonight. Listen carefully. It's one paragraph. Your answer is important. Doug says, I went to get a coffee today. As I was thinking about what to talk about for the show today, in the cafe I decided to try to strike up a conversation with the other people waiting in line. I asked the gentleman standing next to me if he listened to talk radio, to which he replied, no, it's always the same thing over and over again. Then the lady behind me said the same thing. She said, they just talk about things I have no control over. I wanted to go a little deeper, so I asked what they would want to listen to if they could control the topics. And the reply was the same from both of them. Quote, news to a point and a variety of topics. Not the same Obama story over and over again. Not Obamacare 24 hours a day. One of them said most of these hosts just repeat whatever they have heard or have been told to. They just repeat their party lines. The people both said to me, I want to think. And my friends, that leads us to tonight on the Savage Nation. As you know, I did not want to cover Obamacare day in and day out because I have no control over the outcome. We all know it's a disaster. I have focused you on fighting amnesty while we still have a chance. And tonight I'm focusing you on what's coming down the road. Chris Christie, frankly, is the future of the Republican Party. Now you say, oh, I'm a sellout. I didn't say I'm agreeing with Chris Christie on his amnesty and on all of his social issues. I didn't say that. But I have said I would rather have 50 to 60% of conservative values than 0% in a Hillary. You have to be a realist in politics. Now, you may disagree with me. Many of you say I'd rather vote my principle, and I'd rather go down, you know, than I'd rather go down believing and voting for what I want than vote for someone who's a middle of the road. Okay, well, that's why Obama won, because you didn't vote for Romney. You know, we all know Romney was and Christie are almost the same. They're like twin brothers. They're almost twin brothers, you know, in politics. So that's the problem we have. I think I've hit my stop set, haven't I? No, I got to watch it. I got to stretch it out. I'm working on a new set of timing here. There's a reason for it, which I'm not going to tell you. It's between me and Teddy. Mike on KCMO. No, let's get a nickname. WABC Pat, you have a nickname for de Blasio. What is it?
Hey, Dr. Savage, De Progressio.
Now, tell me why de Blasio is... We need to have a nickname for the new GOAT of the conservative movement. Now, why would you say De Progressio?
Because Blasio is a progressive. It's already saying in the commercials for him running for mayor. And he's proud of saying it, too. And what do you stand?
Progressive is a code word for communist socialist. You know that, don't you?
Yes. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Progresso means a retrogresso. Anyone says they have a progresso means they're a retrogresso. They want to turn New York back into the slum it was under Dinkins. And that's what they're going to get. Property taxes up, crime up, inability to walk in the streets. It's going to be all over again. Squeegee men are back. I'm surprised that the Progressio didn't wheel out the squeegee men on a bus tonight and say, they're back, and give them all some rags with his name on it. But that's not a bad name, the Progressio. I like it. The only problem is it tends to diminish the name of the spaghetti sauce that might not be so bad.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, Pat, keep your sense of humor, because without it, we're all dead in the water. I'll be right back. It's the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Well, an election was stolen in Virginia by the illegal alien vote, and I'll tell you something else. It was a libertarian who destroyed the conservative in Virginia. In an election such as that between Cuccinelli, the true conservative, and McAuliffe, the true corrupt, in my opinion, progressive, the third-party candidate took about 8 points away from the conservative, and so the libertarian was a Trojan horse. Watch out for these third-party candidates. They often are in bed with the Democrats. I saw it going back 20 years, and I'm telling you again, don't fall for it again. I don't know whether you agree with me, but that's my take. I'm Michael Savage. The sad truth is that we have a corrupt left-wing fanatic all over again in Virginia. That's my opinion. It's one man's opinion. It's another Clintonite. It's another Tammany Hall-like personality. It's all over again. Cuccinelli was the hope. He got destroyed through the illegal alien vote and because of the libertarian third-party vote. Very sad. But I want your opinion for what's coming up in 2016. Christie is the great hope now of the Republican Party. I didn't say of the conservatives. I didn't say of the right wing. I said Christie is the great hope of the Republican Party. There's no question. There's no one else in the Republican Party right now who could beat a Christie. So the matchup in 2016 would be Christie versus Hillary, my opinion. Would you rather see a Christie victory or a Hillary victory? Because you can't have it both ways. You could say, oh, I don't want Christie because he's not a conservative. Good, then you'll have Hillary. That's exactly why Romney lost. And that's exactly why Obama won. Because many people like myself were fed up with, Romney's middle-of-the-road-isms. We knew that he was weak and wishy-washy. But we would have had a better nation under Romney. We wouldn't see the purging of the military under Romney. We wouldn't see tax increases under Romney. We wouldn't see this move towards the social degradation that we're seeing under Romney. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So you got to take what you can get sometimes. I know you don't want to hear it. Most talk radio listeners are what was called in my day true believers. That's a beautiful thing to be. But it's better to be someone who wins rather than someone who has their belief system and loses. That's how I see it. Call me what you will. My name is Michael Savage. Wilmington, Delaware. Mark, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
I'm looking at the write-in candidates because I'm looking at the election results on the Virginia website.
Right.
And there's 4,500 votes that are write-ins. I can't understand write-ins, and I can't understand the Libertarian vote.
Wait. How many write-ins were there in the Virginia race?
Exactly 4,542, which is 0.23%.
Would that have given it to Cooch and Ellie?
Well, they probably could have gone to Cooch and Ellie, unless, you know, somebody's ego is so big that they want to see their name listed. Oh, somebody voted for me, wrote me in.
Well, don't you agree that when we see on the Drudge Report that the Latinos came out in droves for the Clinton candidate in Virginia, that it was the illegals who threw the election?
Likely, yes. I know in Delaware, you have to present your driver's license, but having a driver's license, you could still be illegal.
That's why the Democrats in California have granted driver's licenses to illegal aliens. They are demagogues. Out here, the DMV is the Department of Mexican Voting. I've called it that for 20 years, and I stick by those words. It's a disgrace. Illegal aliens have no right to vote in my country, and yet they're controlling the outcomes of elections in so many places. It's a disgrace. The people should stand up to this. Thanks for the call. I have a minute left in this hour, and I can smell a pizza through the window. I'm dying for it. Can you bring me a piece before I faint, if it's arrived? Because I can eat and talk at the same time. Is it here? Why are you guys eating and I'm not? Well, you have a piece. I don't care, but I'm not going to sit and look at pizza and not eat it. As long as it doesn't have any farm-raised salmon on it, I'll eat it. I will not eat farm-raised salmon on a pizza. No, I don't know. I don't want any sewer shrimp. Thank you very much. 855-407-282. WABC, John, go ahead. You're up on the air.
Yeah, Dr. Savage, if the election was held tomorrow, I would definitely vote for Christie. And I'm a pretty staunch conservative.
So am I. I'm as conservative as they get. But I wouldn't vote for Hillary if it was the last person on earth.
Exactly. That's why I said I would vote for Christie. But I think Obama still has over 3 years left in his presidency.
Right.
And that he's going to do so much damage, or could do so much damage, to the Democratic Party that there will be such an uproar in this country. And I'm discounting the election.
We hope so. He's going to grant amnesty to 30 million illegal aliens. That's the end of the road.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is The Savage Nation. We're not going to talk about Obamacare. You've heard that, ad nauseum. How can you talk about it? It's the elections. It's an election night. It's an exciting night. And in honor of Christie's win, I ordered a double cheese pizza tonight here at KSFO Studios in San Francisco. I can't resist it. It's one of my weaknesses. All right, so Christie won, and many of you are depressed anyway. Why? Because he's not conservative enough. I get the emotion. But you have to take what you can get in this world. Would you rather have Christie lost? I mean, I don't understand the thinking. I know people in election between Romney and Obama. They said, you know what? I'm going to sit this one out, and I'm going to show those Republicans what I really think, and I'm going to let Obama win. I'd rather have Obama win than Romney because he's not conservative enough. And look what you got. Do I have to go down the litany of what Obama's done to the country? Don't you people understand what reality is? It's nice to be a true believer. I am one. But I'm also a realist. I'd rather see a Christie than a Hillary victory. And I'd rather see a Christie victory than a Hillary victory. And I'm telling you right now, during the primaries that are coming up, not tomorrow, you're going to see a blowout between Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, and some others, and Christie. And then you're going to see a Christie victory in the primaries. And then you're going to see Christie run against the diehard Hillary Clinton, and it's going to be a toss-up of who wins that one. But if Christie can win in New Jersey with the liberalism of New Jersey, it's a liberal state, and he won. You have to ask yourself how he won. Well, because he cleaved to the center, number one. He's also a straight talker. He's also not a pretty boy, and I want to emphasize that. I don't think you understand something here. Romney was too good-looking. And Mr. Perfect. He was too milquetoast-ish. One thing about Christie is he looks like a real guy. The type of guy that everyone understands, whether you like him or not politically, doesn't matter. People related to the fact that he was a real man. The type that you would see sitting outside a restaurant on Mulberry Street on a hot August night, slurping some scungili with some of his Italian friends. And he would knock it down like bowl after bowl of food. People liked the guy. I mean, he had to look like a real human being, not robotic. So he's got some, you know. Now, in Virginia, there's the other story. This is a heartbreaker because it was so close. It was stolen again by the illegal aliens who were bussed in my estimation. This McAuliffe was a bundler for the Clintons. He has fought for amnesty. He has fought against voter ID for years, and now you know why. It paid off for him, hasn't it? Now, many of you disagree with me. Many of you disagree with me on Chris Christie, and I want to hear your voices. Savage is wrong, says Max on KSFO. You're up. Go ahead. Tell me why I am wrong.
Listen to you since the 90s, and I like you. But I want to send a message to you and your handlers. We're not buying enough.
Well, hold on. I'm not a handler. No one handles me. What are you talking about?
Look, you know what? If we keep looking for rhinos, we're going to keep...
Well, wait a minute. No one's my handler. What are you, accusing me of reading a script?
You, my position is, a moment ago you said the people should stand up. You were in the last break there. Well, we are standing up, and we're not going for it.
Okay, hold on. So you'd rather lose and go down on your sword?
No, when I did George Washington, you know, go for...
Oh, please, you're listening to that Trotskyite day and night. George Washington is dead. His false teeth are gone. We have no George Washingtons anymore.
Listen up, Johnson. You don't think it's going to happen. It already is going to happen. History is going to repeat itself.
Which history is going to repeat itself?
A great night.
Which history is going to repeat itself? Which history? Where'd you go? Oh, he left. Okay. Okay, Johnson, thanks for the call. Unbelievable. History is going to repeat itself. Yeah, save your Confederate money. The South will rise again. I heard that one. How'd that work out for the South? Save your Confederate money. The South will rise again. Yeah, okay, I get it. Oh, you're going to hear this. You're going to go listen. That's good for me. I just could keep listening to the phonies who are telling you to lose elections in the name of your purity. In the names of your purity, lose the election. That's smart. That's really smart. Portland, Oregon, it's KYKN, Portland, Brian, you're on the Savage Nation, what's on your mind?
Thank you, Dr. Savage, very much. Hey, just really fast, I got to tell you, with your play-by-play on these elections and just your general demeanor, you are more exciting to listen to than a ball game. This is like the Yankees and the Tigers for me.
You know, this is an interesting statement. I'll blow my own horn. Oh, here comes Christie. We're going to get him in 1 minute. He's rolling out. I mean, he's coming out on the stage now. Looks like Jackie Gleason. How can you not like the guy's appearance?
I wrote him a letter.
Well, here he comes with Mrs. Christie. I never saw her. Let's see. See, they're not perfect. These people look like they never ate a diet pill in their life. How many kids does he have?
Two.
I got to tell you something. This is a very big night for America. And the diehards have to understand if they stick to their guns, they're going to feel good and lose another election. The same diehards who would not vote for Romney, for good reason, threw the election to Obama. And look at the state this country is in right now as a result. That's my point. We can't afford a Hillary victory. Thanks for the call. The reason I can't go on with arguing with these people is because they're right in one regard and wrong in another. Here's Mr. Christie, who just won in New Jersey as a centrist Republican. Someone I would call a Rockefeller Republican. Let's hear Mr. Christie in his victory speech. By the way, he's in New Jersey. For those of you who don't know where that is, it's west of the Hudson River.
How about this, New Jersey?
Oh, the other host, the day host, is so jealous. I have the victory speeches. Yes, for night radio. Yes.
Tonight, I stand here as your governor, and I am so proud to be your governor.
All right, let's listen. It'll be a standard stump
speech. Born in Newark, raised in Livingston.
See?
Ooh. Ooh. Made my wife from Pennsylvania a real Jersey girl.
And that I could do.
Raised our family right here. Right here in this amazing state.
Please don't give us any Jersey Shore, whatever you do. God.
And father raised
please, no gold chains and suntans. God.
What people have never understood about us is that I didn't need the introduction.
Please stop with the Guido stuff. I don't want to hear it.
Because I'm one of you.
Lamb. Okay, he's talking to his local audience. I don't know if I want to hear any more. I'll give him another minute. There's no national here.
Thank you, New Jersey, for making me the luckiest guy in the world.
All right, very good. No, a Lou Gehrig job. He didn't exactly, thank God he's not sick. He took a Lou Gehrig line, am I right?
The honor and privilege then being a one-term governor in New Jersey is to be a two-term governor of New Jersey.
All right, this is already too local for me. See, if I were him, I'd be talking nationally right now. The world is watching him. He's making a mistake.
Got to meet my kids again tonight.
Oh, here we go again, the kids.
I'm so proud of them.
Again, proud.
Andrew, Sarah, Patrick, and Bridget.
Oh, I don't want to know their names. Please, I'm not interested. Tell us what you're going to do for America if you win.
The last 4 years, but especially this year, New Jersey got to know
again,
the
New
special
Jersey.
First lady they have. I love you, Mary Pat.
Okay, now say what you're going to do. If he doesn't, I'm giving him 30 seconds and I'm cutting him off.
I spoke to Senator Bono a while ago.
Senator Bono.
She congratulated me.
Senator Nono, he called her? Did he call her Senator Nono? Or did I hear that? He didn't. He made a mistake, didn't he? He did call her Senator Nono. Thank God they didn't get her. Oh, my God. Play some Sonny and Cher over him until he starts saying something on the Savage Nation.
He came to office 4 years ago. We stood behind a podium like this and said that people were tired of politics as usual. They wanted to get things done, and we promised we were going to go to Trenton and turn it upside down.
I got you, kid.
I think we've done just that.
You got me, babe.
It's possible to put doing your job first, to put working together.
Okay,
first,
say something already.
To fight for what you believe in.
Okay,
yet still,
what are you going to do?
Stand by your principles.
What
and get
principles?
Something done for the people who elected you.
Say I'm going to cut taxes. Say I'm going to put in voter ID in New Jersey. Say that. I want to hear this.
The biggest thing I've learned over the last 4 years about leadership is that...
Turn it off. That's it. He lost me. That's all. End of story. He had the whole world watching him. He had the chance to move to the presidential level. Frankly, he didn't do it tonight. He's talking only to his local audience. That's understandable. He's in Jersey. He's talking to the Guernsey cows. I get it. Okay, fine. But I'm not interested in the Guernsey cows, to be honest with you. Let's go to the callers on the Savage Nation. WABC. Joe, you're on the Savage. What's on your mind?
Mike, you always listen. You listen to your listeners. So I just want to tell you. I want to cut you off at the pass because I want to save you the heartache. You had 2008. You had McCain, moderate. You had Romney. You had Romney, another moderate. You got this guy, Christie. He's going to let you down the whole way.
Okay, now this is interesting. I think Christie's a little different than McCain and Romney in some ways.
I don't think so. I think the big person, I'm talking to the other.
That go out. We don't know anything about who's a bag man for what. You know, that's like saying teabag and that kind of thing. We can't do that. Okay, thanks for that call. I don't know who we are. Bag man. Now he's a bag man. 855-400-7282. Let's take a caller out of San Francisco. Nancy on KSFO. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Michael, I've got a name from de Blasio.
What is it?
Let's call him de Blasphemy.
It's good, but I don't think it'll stick because it has to rhyme with an O at the end. The D has to be in there, the blah has to be in there, and the O has to be in there, I think, for it to stick. I still don't have the right name. De Blastro is not bad because it reminds everyone of Castro, right?
I got another one. I went to college. My roommate in college went all through school with Obama, through elementary school and to Punahou High. Can you believe that?
Oh, Punahou. I'd like to hear the stories.
Well, right when I found out he was running, I called her and I left a message and I said, hey, is Obama your prom date? Was he your prom date at Punahou? And she called me back and she said, oh, Barry? Well, Barry was a very good friend of mine. And I said, oh. She said, oh, we partied all the time.
All right, we know who he was as a kid. That we can't even work on anymore. We also know what he's doing to America. He is purposely ripping it to shreds. He's purging the military. You know, there was an interesting article today by the gentleman whose name I forget. Oh, I don't want to misquote who it is. It's so good. I put it on michaelsavage.com. He said that Obamacare is not a train wreck. It's a wrecking ball. In other words, it's not falling apart. It was meant to destroy the healthcare system. It was meant to destroy the pool of doctors. It was meant to tax the middle class and to shrink it. I couldn't agree with him more. It's an amazing article. It's very important to read, and it's very important for you to understand that Obamacare is working exactly the way the far left wants it to work. It is the greatest tool of income redistribution ever seen in American history. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? If you take a working middle-class family, or if you take a business owner, most of whom are conservative Republicans, and you say to them, you're not only paying for your own health care, but you're now going to pay $20,000 a year more for your health care costs, who do you think they're paying for? Five deadbeats, five illegal aliens, five people who are slobs and don't take care of themselves and want you to pay for their health care. I am sick of it. Why am I not rewarded for taking care of my health at my age? Why am I having to support some slob who sits and stuffs pie in her face and has type 2 diabetes? Why isn't she paying for her health care since she's been indulgent and a slob her whole life? Why am I paying for it? Why? Because Obama wants to destroy the middle class, and Obama wants the health care system to implode. So it's not a train wreck, he writes. It is a wrecking ball. Let's go back to Christie and give him 30 seconds again. Let's see what
Carter was right. And he prayed that day.
Oh, God.
That the spirit of Sandy would stay with us.
Oh, God. Who
well
prayed?
Well beyond.
Who?
The days that the recovery will take.
I don't want to hear any more about Sandy. The greatest boondoggle in history. Every storm, are you kidding me? The contractors, I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Well, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times, and tonight we have a mixed bag. Chris Christie, the middle-of-the-road Republican, has handsomely beaten his opponent, who was another progressive leftist fanatic. That's sort of good news. Many of you are angry at me for saying I'd rather win with Christie than lose with a diehard conservative. I mean, you want to fall on your sword in every election? Look what happened last time. Many of you wouldn't vote because you thought Romney was too middle of the road. You're right, Romney was too middle of the road. And look who we got instead. So, you know, we have a choice here. It's not exactly a Hobson's choice either. It is either we win and get 50% on the dollar, or we get 0% on the dollar, or less than zero. That's my opinion. And many of you are not realists. Many of you are, God bless you, purists. It's wonderful to be a purist. I am a purist. I write from a purist point of view. I tend to speak from a purist view. When it comes to elections, my friends, I am telling you I see what's going on. And I'm asking you again, in a matchup in 2016, is it 2016 when the national, yeah. And let's say it's Christie as a candidate, not Ted Cruz. I know many of you want Ted Cruz, fine. Let's say it's Christie versus Hillary. Are you telling me you'd rather see Hillary win than Christie? How could you say that? 855-400-7282 is the phone number. This is the Savage Nation. The only way for a conservative to win in this country is to stop voter fraud. You want to see a conservative win? The reason that the bundler for the Clintons, McAuliffe, won in Virginia is because of the illegal alien vote, and because of the libertarian third-party candidate who stole 8 points. You understand that? So stop with the third party, or we're finished. And crack down on the illegal aliens voting, or we're finished. That's my opinion. What's your opinion? Phone number is 855-407-282. We'll have all the election results as we come back right here on the Savage Nation. Don't go anywhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Okay, tonight's elections are somewhat of a predictor. There are some predictive elements in the elections tonight. Chris Christie, a moderate, slammed a progressive in New Jersey. That's number one. In New York City, a Marxist, leftist, Castroite, in my estimation, de Blasio, we call him the Progressivo, the Amnesty One, because of the freebies that the illegal aliens and the others on the bottom want. And, of course, let's be clear, it's the haves versus the have-nots in New York. They're jealous of anyone with a better car, better shoes, and a better wife. They hate the people who've worked and gotten something out of life, and they want to take it from you. And de Blasio is a classic liberal Democrat demagogue, and he promised them that he basically would take from those who have and give it to the have-nots. There's nothing new about that scenario. In Virginia, it's a little different. We had a very interesting election. You had McAuliffe, a old-line Clintonite, the old-school bundler for the Clintons, won against State Attorney General and Republican Ken Cuccinelli. Now, Cuccinelli was a diehard, wonderful conservative, and the fact of the matter is, McAuliffe used the illegal alien vote, in my estimation. When you see that Hispanics came out in droves for McAuliffe, that's all you need to know. You have to understand the Democrats have a playbook, which is offer freebies to the poor and offer amnesty to the illegals, give them free phones, give them food stamps, give them welfare, give them hospital care, and they'll vote for you. In the old days of Chicago, they would give out bottles of brandy, little $5 bottles of brandy to get a vote. Now they give out food stamps and free telephones. I mean, let's be clear here. It's dirty, filthy politics, and it's not good for America. Anyone who works for a living knows it's not good for America. And so the results are very clear in some ways. McAuliffe won by a hair. Now, that in a way is good news for the conservative movement. Listen to what I just said. The good news is that he didn't win by a landslide. The corrupt Clinton machine did not sweep Virginia. They did not. You should realize that a true conservative who ran on a conservative ticket called Cuccinelli came in very close, within a point. And remember, there was a third-party candidate, a so-called libertarian, who took 8 points away. And had there not been a libertarian candidate, tonight it would be a different story. Cuccinelli would have won. This is very telling. If you care to comment on any of these elections, the phone number is 855-407-282. Michael Savage is on the air tonight. And it's a very exciting night. It's one of the first nights that being at night was a great advantage to being on during the day because we got all the results. I remember when I used to be in the afternoon. I used to wait for the results and I couldn't get them. It's going to be awful when I'm on from 12 to 3. There, but no, I'm joking. Yes, because we'll have the results from the night before, almost before anybody else. There's always some way to look at the right thing, you know, that's happening. KMED, K Medford, Angie's mad at me because I'm backing Christie. Go ahead. State your case, Angie. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Mr. Savage, or Dr. Savage, I should say. I'm actually not mad at you. I'm actually with you on this. I'm mad at one of the callers that called in and was venting to you.
Oh.
All the Republicans needed to stay on the same page and go for Christie.
Well, that's right. We may not like the fact that he's a moderate. We don't like that he stands for certain things we don't stand for. But again, would you rather have 50, 55% of what you believe in or zero? With Hillary, you're going to get less than zero.
Well, I kind of look at it like this. When we go back just not very far, we actually got Reagan in. You know, he went on a totally conservative ticket. They said, you're going to have to do...
Yes, but the times were different. There were no illegal aliens flooding into every precinct. We're talking about ancient history in America when we still had almost a fair election. The Democrats have tricked the system by giving out amnesty to so many illegals in advance. What do you think the Dreamers were? Obama granted amnesty to 4 million people before the election. Everyone forgets he's done it already. He's a dirty player. He's the kind of fighter who hits someone behind the neck and says, I didn't do it. Thanks for the call. Okay, let's move on. We're talking about very important topics. WPTO in Mississippi. Jane, thank you. You're on the air with Michael Savage and millions of others. What's on your mind?
This is from Massachusetts.
Oh, it's my mistake. MS, I thought, was Mississippi. Pardon me.
You're back on the radio? I missed you, Michael.
Well, I've been on only for a year now.
No, I'm Massachusetts. I'm Massachusetts.
And yeah, but right now I'm live on WRKO in Boston. Do you know that?
Yes. That's what I'm listening to right now.
Well, my call screen got the wrong station. Great. That's a double banger.
I want to tell you that.
A call screener, did you hear what I just said?
Yes.
Okay, they put the wrong, I mean, they miss RKO and make up a letter that I never heard of. Okay, great. Hello, RKO. Hello, Bostonites.
I'm happy to hear that you're back on.
Of course I'm back on. I've always been on.
Anyway.
I've been up, I've been down, I've been a puppet, a poet, a pauper, a king.
Anyway.
I've been up, I've been down. I'm always around.
I like you because you're really, really a real person. That's what I like about you.
My dog thinks so.
Teddy?
You know, I love Teddy. I realized, I hate to say this because I have a wonderful family, but at the end of the day, this dog loves me in a way no one else does. I don't blame him. He doesn't really know me.
Sometimes they're smarter than people, aren't they?
I don't know. I don't know. You sometimes wonder about an animal, how they, you know, they're, look, they're little con men. They know which way the wind blows. They figure if they butter you up, you'll give them hamburgers and chicken, you know.
Right. Anyway, about the politics.
Right.
I think just a few minutes ago, Cuccinelli was winning. You are totally right. I'll tell you why. Because he won that close. It wasn't by a long shot.
That's right. He won. This guy, McAuliffe, an old diehard Clintonite, a bundler for the Clintons, has fought for years to make sure there's no voter ID in Virginia or anywhere else. Why do you think Democrats do that? So they can have voter fraud.
You know about Hillary Clinton. How can she possibly get in? She had as her top aide a Muslim sisterhood, part of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Oh, you mean Mr. Weiner's wife?
For Benghazi, too.
Oh, Mr. Anthony Weiner's wife? Huma Abedin, whose father was a bigwig in the Muslim Brotherhood. That's right. See, you know your politics. It's people like you who should remember what's going on, and I bless you for calling the Savage Nation. Yes, my people, I bless you all. I will give out the wafers. The Savage wafers are coming out from me to you. I know many of you out there don't believe, but I promise you, no, I'm not into that phase yet. Yes, indeedy. Grand Rapids, Michigan. I can't really read line 4. I think that, is that Grand Rapids, Michigan on line 4? Something's wrong with the screen tonight. Yeah. Tim, Grand Rapids, you're on the Savage Nation.
Thank you, Michael. I think there's going to be a whole different scenario in the next presidential election. The young lady in Massachusetts just mentioned Hillary and Benghazi. I believe that will be her undoing, along with other things.
Wait, what young lady in Massachusetts?
The one that you just talked to.
Oh, I'm sorry, the last caller. Well, yeah, people are not stupid. They do remember Hillary and Benghazi.
Oh, absolutely.
And the entire military understands what Obama's done to the military. He is purging it of the combat leadership that we need to defend ourselves.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree.
How can a military man, or a cop for that matter, or a military family member, or a police family member ever vote for this radical leftist? I don't understand it. Are people that dumb? They're like farm-raised salmon, these voters. The Democrat voters are like farm-raised salmon. Full of dangerous chemicals.
I think by the next presidential election, guys like Christie, I think they'll all go, and the Republicans, the moderate Republicans or left-leaning Republicans, I think they'll all be destined to the political gallows.
Well, I missed you. You're saying middle-of-the-road Republicans have no future. And you believe only conservative Republicans have a future. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, because the Obamacare will wreck the economy of this country.
That it's intended to do that. It's a wrecking ball, it's absolutely a wrecking ball.
Yes.
And it's made to destroy the middle class. So that the average middle class family is going to pay $20,000 for health care to support 5 families who don't work at all, so they can have a gold-plated medical system.
Correct.
But you think that alone is enough to get rid of the leftists?
I think that money is going to be so tight that the ones that are propped up by the Obama
Well, Hillary is Obama in a skirt. You know that.
Sure, absolutely.
Well, you could say that Obama is Hillary in a pair of pants.
Absolutely.
Okay, there's a man who votes against my position and says only the conservatives can win. It's an interesting point. I guarantee you most talk radio listeners agree with him. Incidentally, I understand the audience. I get it very clearly. But when you see Cuccinelli at 46 and McAuliffe at 47 and Sarvis in Virginia at 6.6%, that tells me Cuccinelli would have won if there was not a Trojan horse called the Libertarian candidate. Watch out. I saw this with Ross Perot back when I first started in radio. I loved Ross Perot, and then I analyzed the election. I realized since he disappeared from the landscape what it was all about. I told you that my opinion at that time is no different than it was now. It's ancient history, but you can learn from it. Third-party candidates are generally used to support a Democrat. They suck votes away from the Republican by promising something even more conservative than the Republicans will offer. In so doing, they ruin the Republicans' chance on any level. That's what Ross Perot did. Why did he do it? My estimation, can't prove it. No way to prove it, because he ran a huge data processing firm whose number one client was the Department of Welfare at the time. He processed all the checks for the government. So tell me who he wanted to win. The government that gave him the contracts, not the government that wouldn't give him the contracts. Would he want to get a Republican who would cut welfare? That was my analysis. And maybe I was right then. I'm right here, and I'm right now. And you can call us at 855-407-2822. Again, we're talking about the farm-raised salmon called a Democrat voter versus the conservative voter who is the wild salmon that we are talking about. I myself will never eat farm-raised salmon again. I don't like the dangerous chemicals in their brain. I don't like the fact that the color in a farm salmon is a result of colorings rather than the color from natural carotenoids, if you get the picture. I must put everything in a food structure in order for people to understand me. KSFO Steve, go ahead. You have a good point. Make it.
Dr. Savage, thank you for taking my call. I'm a longtime listener and a great admirer of what you do on the air. I want to throw something out to you and get your thoughts on it. If I was the Democratic war machine in New Jersey, I would have tossed the liberal candidate a couple million bucks.
The libertarian who sucked 8 points away from the conservative, right?
That's right.
In fact, I would think that if you looked into it, you may be right. Maybe he was a product of the Democrat machine.
And if I was Rand Paul, I would have gone to that libertarian candidate and said, look ahead. You know what's going to happen. Look at what Ross Perot did. Back out.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. But where was Rand Paul before the election? Do we know?
Well, he should have been in New Jersey talking to that libertarian.
You mean Virginia?
Excuse me, Virginia. No. Libertarian getting him to back out, because if he didn't back out...
No, of course. No, the gentleman means that he should have gone and talked to the candidate in Virginia and said, don't run, because you're going to throw the election to the Clinton machine, McAuliffe.
Yes, exactly. And he should have made the libertarian realize that it's better to have a Republican in that seat than...
And let me tell you what happened in Virginia. It's actually terrible, because... It's good news in New Jersey, by the way. Do you know that in New Jersey, Christie's landslide victory tonight makes him the first Republican in 30 years to win a majority of voters in a statewide New Jersey election? That's very significant.
Yes.
People have to understand that. He beat the leftist Democratic challenger, Barbara Bono, by 22 points. And so, yes, you may not like his centrist leanings as a Republican, but I would say give him a chance. Don't assume because he tugged on Obama's coattails and he said things which seem so liberal that he's a total loss. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater here. That's what we better be very careful of. The purists who listen to talk radio have to analyze a simple question. Would you rather see Hillary Clinton win or a Republican like Christie who might give you 50% of what you want? Would you rather have less than zero with Hillary? Why must you be such a purist and lose elections? It's okay to be a purist in your church. It's okay to be a purist in your family. It's okay to be a purist before God. But I will tell you this, if you're a purist in American politics, you're going to lose an election. I know you don't want to hear it. I know you've been brainwashed by many people in radio who say, oh, if you stick to your, and the right wing will win. I wish it were true. I wish to God it was true. But I have many reasons I don't believe it is true. And now we see the creature from the Black Lagoon as one in Virginia, McAuliffe. When he speaks, I feel like I need a bath. I've seen this man work. I've watched him. He's an eerie creature out of so many television shows I don't like. You know that show from the Boardwalk Empire? He strikes me as one of those type of politicians. Wait till you see what happens in Virginia now. Wait till you see what happens in Virginia now, how they pander to the illegal aliens who put him in office. Wait until you see the benefits that he throws at the non-citizens in that state. Wait until you people in Virginia see what happens to your taxes. Wait until you see in Virginia what happens to your crime. Wait until you see what happens to your heirs, waters, and places under this machine, this Clintonite. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Students for the jobs of tomorrow.
Okay, we're listening to the demagogue who won in Virginia by using illegal aliens, in my opinion, and now we have the big story of the night. It's going to be heard all over the place tomorrow. I'm giving it to you first tonight. I found it just now on the top right, second story of the Drudge Report. It is exactly what the last caller alleged, which is that an Obama campaign bundler funded the Libertarian in the very tight Virginia gubernatorial race. The source is The Blaze. Listen carefully. You talk about dirty and tricks. A major Democratic Party benefactor and Obama campaign bundler helped pay for professional petition circulators responsible for getting Virginia Libertarian gubernatorial candidate Sarvis on the ballot, a move that split the conservative vote in a tight race. Campaign finance records show the Libertarian booster pack made the largest independent contribution to the Libertarian's campaign, helping to pay for professional petition circulars, who collected signatures necessary to get Sarvis' name on Tuesday's ballot tonight. Now, remember why McAuliffe won. Because 8 points were stolen by this Libertarian who was put there by the Democrat Party, according to this article. Austin, Texas software billionaire Joe Lamont is the Libertarian booster PAC's major benefactor. You ready for the punchline? He's also a top bundler for President Barack Obama. This revelation came out tonight as Virginia voters headed to the polls. And as a result of this trick, the rest, as they say, is history. A Sarvis campaign bumper sticker says paid for by the Libertarian booster pack. A spokesman for Sarvis would not answer when The Blaze asked about Lamont's Democrat ties and whether Sarvis had been recruited to split conservative votes as a way to aid Democrat Terry McAuliffe. You got the whole story tonight. You got it on the Savage Nation on radio tonight from very good sources. You can read it yourself on the Drudge Report from The Blaze. It is absolutely why this wonderful man, Cuccinelli, lost. There is no other reason. The people didn't want McAuliffe. They didn't want another term of the Clinton machine. They didn't want someone who represents special interests and the illegal alien mobs. They wanted a real stand-up, family values American, Cuccinelli. He lost by a hair, and he lost because the Obamaites funded the third party in order to steal votes from him. You heard it first tonight. You'll hear it again tomorrow. Right until I'm back on the air with God's will and your listenership, I'm Michael Savage.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. It's election night. It really is a mandate in a certain way. You know, it's a pre-midterm election. Tuesday, November 5th, 2013. It's a big night. We're all asking, are these elections a mandate on Obamacare? Is Chris Christie a mandate to the GOP to move to the left, put on 100 pounds, and roll their way to the center in victory? We don't know. But right now, it's a big, big race in Virginia. You know I'm rooting for Cuccinelli. And the Cuccinelli is beating the McAuliffe at this time. The Cuccinelli is beating the McAuliffe right now, but we don't know how it's going to end. We have our eye on Mr. Nelly, who's beating Mr. Liff. Christie, of course, has no opposition because he's rolled his way right up to the center of American attention by rolling his way to the center. So the questions tonight are very simple. Are these elections a mandate on Obamacare? Is Chris Christie a mandate to the GOP to put on 100 pounds and go with the flow? That's the question. Should every right-wing conservative nationalist say, ah, screw America? I'll be like Chris Christie. I will kiss Obama's finger, and I will put on 200 pounds, and I will roll my way to victory. Oh, yeah, it's a big night. What else is in the news? Oh, you didn't notice this one? Obama's purging the military. Obama has fired yet another commander. Nine generals and flag officers have been relieved just this year for no reason whatsoever. This is like Stalin's purge of the military, only it's happening right in front of your eyes. And while we're speaking about that, take a look at the third story down on michaelsavage.com. Navy Warrior's quick cremation deepens suspicion of Chinook disaster in Afghanistan. That's about all the SEALs who were sent to their death in Afghanistan in a story that so enraged me and got me sick that I wrote a novel called A Time for War. Well, maybe one day we'll have a legitimate government investigation. Let's take a caller. Jim on KSFO, he's calling about Christie's victory. Jim, go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm just saying in the sense that, you know, I'm glad he won versus the perceived, you know, the left side, right? But I would never want him to be the presidential nominee, and that's part of the fear, I guess, because of his victor.
Well, here's the question. If Christie won tonight, which he did by a landslide, in liberal New Jersey, tell me why he would be a bad Republican candidate for the presidency.
No, I guess I don't necessarily know if he would be bad. I just...
Well, here's the thing. Let's say, would you rather have a Christie victory for the presidency or a, let's say, a real diehard true believer, we can pick a few right now, you know what I'm going to say, Rand Paul losing by a landslide. What would make you feel better? A Christie winning for the presidency by a landslide? Well, tell me, what would you rather have?
Oh, gosh. Well, if it's just cut and dry, Christie for the win.
That's what I'm trying to say to you. Listen to me. You can be a diehard in your living room, but when you get into realpolitik, you better go with a winner who's going to give you 50, 60% on the dollar. Otherwise, you're going to get 0%. You know what Hillary's going to give us? 0% of what we want for borders, language, and culture. Christie, on the other hand, as a former, I think he wasn't a federal prosecutor, wasn't he a U.S. attorney? I don't quite know.
He's a lobbyist.
Well, I know what he was. He has baggage. Tell me one politician who doesn't. But his instincts, I'm trying to tell you, are more closely aligned with the conservative viewpoint on many issues, while Hillary's instincts are opposed to all of our values. So I would say that even a moderate candidate like Christie would be better than a Hillary win. That's what I'm trying to say to you.
I agree. It's just so sad, so horrible.
Let me start with what matters to me more than anything else in the world. Borders, language, and culture, national security. Obama has fired another combat general. Obama is purging the military. Obama is destroying the military. Obama has wrecked the morale of the military. I can guarantee you that on that issue alone, if Christie runs for the presidency and wins, he will restore the military to the point where they can defend America again. On that issue alone, I would take Christie over Hillary. Thank you for the call. News for you that's not even on my favorite site, the Drudge Report. Several explosions rock headquarters of China's Communist Party. A series of devices exploded outside an office building of a provincial headquarters of the Communist Party of China, according to multiple reports. This is an important story because they're starting to see unrest in the communities where there are Muslims. I should warn you that China does not play by the same politically correct gelded rules that they burden our police and military with. I can guarantee you heads will roll in China. Now back to election night 2013. This is a very important night. Although it is not the midterm elections that are coming up next November, it is a sort of mini midterm election. And in the one race in particular, it's a very telling race. Cuccinelli, Virginia, McAuliffe, the Democrat. Cuccinelli is a very conservative Christian candidate and is proud of it. McAuliffe is an extremely old-line Tammany Hall, in my opinion. Everything that stinks in a rotten fish barrel about America is in McAuliffe. The heartbreak here is that there's a third-party candidate who has stolen about 8 points, so far as I can tell, from Cuccinelli. That's going to be the problem with any third-party candidate. Fox is calling it for McAuliffe. Oh, God. They stole another election. They did it again. Now, again, the big topic tonight is Christie. Christie is a centrist. I would call him a Rockefeller Republican. You probably don't even remember who Rockefeller was. He was a moderate, very moderate, middle-of-the-road a Republican governor of New York. There's a whole story to him being found dead on his secretary's on his desk. They had to get a couple of cops to remove him, but we won't go into that. That didn't make the news for too long in New York. But I was a young kid when that happened. I found it very interesting. If Christie wins, which he has done, and he becomes the candidate, would you rather see a Christie landslide or a Ted Cruz disaster? I'm asking you. If Christie runs against Hillary, wouldn't you rather have 50% of what you want with a Christie victory as president rather than 0% with a Hillary victory? I'm asking a real question here. We all know what we all want. You're not getting it. Ted Cruz can't be president. I don't care how good a man he is. He cannot be president. He would get crushed by Hillary. So you can see a battle coming up between Christie, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz in the primaries. Christie would win. Then it's going to be Christie versus Hillary. You'll say, who wants him? I'm not going to vote for him. I want you to think very carefully. Many of you said that when Romney was the candidate because he was too middle of the road. I understand that. And look what we got as a result. Because you didn't go to the polls and didn't vote for the middle of the road Romney, the limp-wristed weak Romney, we wound up with this naked Marxist in the White House who's decimating this country. Be careful. Don't hang on to your belief system to the bitter end. You know, there's a limit to the Alamo. Now, I want to tell you this. Yesterday I did a show last night on the vaccine story. The corrupt machine stole another election. That's very sad. Flashback, Michael Savage warns, beware of flu shots. It's been on the Drudge Report all day. It's pulling an awful lot of interest. Savage is being listened to. Whether you like him or not, he's being listened to and he's being read. Now back to the sad news. Fox is calling it for McAuliffe. If there was no third-party candidate, Cuccinelli, the conservative, would have won very handsomely. Let's go to the callers. 855-47282 is the phone number. Let's go to WABC. Max, go ahead, please. Fire away.
Yes, Savage, thank you for taking my call. I got a good name for de Blasio. How about, since he's been to Cuba, we call him de Blastro.
Now, that's a good starter. Let's start with that. We got to give him a nickname right away. Because remember, in talk radio, we don't have legs, we don't have lipstick, we don't have stockings, we don't have hair to use. All we've got is our brains and our voice. And I think the Blastro says it all. Because I can expect more of that kind of behavior. Oh, you said the Castro or the Blastro?
Well, the Blastro, but I guess the Castro would go well also.
Well, it'll miss the blah. The BLA we need. We need the blah in there. The Blastro is probably better. Thank you very much. I think you're going to win the prize tonight in the Savage Nation. 855-47282. Drake on KSFO. Welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Thanks, Michael. With all due respect, I think you're making a mistake about Christie. Because even if Christie wins the primary, he'll still lose to Hillary. Because Hillary is a woman, which trumps being a fat moderate.
Okay, but hold on. She's not an ordinary woman. She's not a new woman. She's a woman that women dislike. You've got to understand something. Women are very catty. I'm sorry to tell you, but that's a reality. And they don't like Hillary Clinton. They know her history. They know who she was married to. Most women hate her that I know of, and I don't mean conservative women. Most women just don't like her. Thank you for the call. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I'm a conservative, and, you know, I've governed as a conservative in this state, and I think that's what's led to some people disagreeing with me in our state, because it's generally a left of center blue state.
Right.
But I think that the difference has been I haven't tried to hide it or mask it in something different. I just tell people this is who I am, because for most folks, they're willing to let you disagree with them a little bit.
Now, that, of course, is Christie, who is winning by a landslide in New Jersey against Bono. And that's where we're playing a little Sonny and Cher right now. Sonny, of course, has gone to his rewards, and Cher, I don't even want to know where she goes tonight. In fact, I never wanted to know where Cher went at night. I liked Sonny, I never liked Cher. But nevertheless, it's Christie versus Bono, 58-38. And it's a very telling election, because Christie is a centrist Republican. Bono tried the same leftist, so-called progressive scare tactics, pandering to the lowest common denominator, stirring up the masses, that was used in New York, but it didn't work for Bono. It did work in New York because there are more immigrants. And speaking of immigrants, I'm sorry to tell you the illegals again are turning the tide in Virginia. When you look at the fact that Latino voters turn out for McAuliffe, what does that tell you? How many of them are illegal aliens? Duh. You don't know? Why? Because McAuliffe has fought for many years along with the entire corrupt Democrat machine to make sure there's no voter ID at the polls. You're letting Mexico dictate who wins the elections in this country, and I'm damn sick of it. They're not citizens of this country. And that's all there is to it. And it's a damn shame the Republicans don't have the you-know-what to have made this an issue instead of cowering over the, quote, Latino vote. How about cowering over the American vote? How about cowering over the legal vote? I'm so sick of it. You think I like this? But I'm a realist. And I'd rather see, if it's an election next November, it's not going to be the presidential election. It's the midterms next November. But when the big one comes, it'll be Christie versus Hillary, which would be my guess. And I'd rather see a Christie than a Hillary. I know what I'm going to get with Hillary, and I fear it. Christie will give me 50 to 60% of what I want. Taxes will go down. National security will go up. Do I like him on all issues? Of course not. He's not me. If I ran, what would I get? 10% of the vote? That's the point. It's great to be a true believer and a diehard, but it's also great to win, don't you think? Who would win in a matchup, Christie or Hillary? It's a simple question. If you care to join the conversation, it's 855-407-282. It looks like the LIF is beating the NEL. Oh, no. By a point? Oh, that's a shame. The illegals have done it again. They gave Obama the victory he wanted. The Dreamers gave Obama the victory he wanted. And now the illegal aliens are going to steal another election, in my unhumble opinion. Let's go to WABC. Wayne, you're up on the Savage Nation. Your opinion, please.
How you doing, Dr. Savage? I love the conversation you're having tonight.
Why? Why do you think this is poignant? I know why it is, but I want to know why.
Well, because you have to look down the road. And down the road, just like you say, I believe it's going to be Hillary Clinton versus Chris Christie.
Right, in 2016. So let's talk about it. Because Christie is not liked at all by conservatives for many good reasons. But wouldn't he be better than a Hillary? And could he win?
Well, living in New Jersey, being a conservative, I have to admit, it pains me, but I have to admit, Christie isn't that bad.
Well, why should he be that bad?
Well,
he lowered taxes. Didn't he lower taxes in the Garden State?
Mostly, but not the property taxes.
So where did he lower tax? What, state income tax?
Yes.
Well, California state income tax is punitive. Jerry Brown has turned it into a 15% boondoggle against people who make a living. You talk about taxes. Did you know taxes are near 15% here in state income tax in California?
Well, we have a 7% here in Jersey.
Yeah, but 7's not 15.
Well, thanks to Chris Christie.
You mean he lowered the state income tax? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. So where don't you like Christie, and what don't you like him?
I don't like him on his, like, for instance, the gay marriage. I mean, all of a sudden, Chris Christie just dropped it.
Yeah, well, he knows which way the wind blows on gay marriage. He knows which way the wind blows on gay marriage. He knows that. And he doesn't want to fight that battle. He also probably doesn't want to fight the abortion battle. Where does he stand on abortion? Did he deal with the women's issues like that?
He's one of those Catholics who, when it comes down to abortion, I believe he's for abortion.
Mm.
But, you know, how can one be a Catholic and be for abortion? It's hard.
How could you be a Catholic and be in favor of euthanasia? You know, I mean, it's almost the same thing to me, abortion and euthanasia. Well, thanks for that call. I have said I would rather have 50 to 60% of conservative values than 0% in a Hillary. You have to be a realist in politics. It's terrible. It looks like the illegal aliens have stolen another election for another, whatever. I mean, why go into it? It's heartbreaking. What's the good of talking about it? McAuliffe was a bundler for the Clintons. What more do you need to know? What more do you need to know? And he fought. He fought voter ID all these years because he knows without illegals he couldn't have won. You get it?
Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. Elections coast to coast will decide a big outcome in the United States of America. New Jersey, Virginia, where gubernatorial race outcomes could highlight the Republican Party division between pragmatists and nationalists. They call us ideologues. Those of us who still love America are being smeared news services, calling guys like Chris Christie a sellout, a pragmatist, and those of us who still respect America's borders, language, and culture, ideologues. In New York, a successor to Michael Bloomberg, after 12 years in office, will no doubt go to the communist de Blasio. De Blasio was an out-and-out naked communist who worked on the Sandinista campaign in Nicaragua, visited the Soviet Union during the period when the Soviet Union was on a list of enemies of America, and he's running way ahead in the welfare city of New York. Welcome back, David Dinkins. There are other elections. Republican Ken Cusinelli, he is running against the corrupt Terry McAuliffe, a good friend of Bill and Hillary Clinton. The fact of the matter is, Cuccinelli should win. But as you well know, Democrats steal races. Moreover, Cuccinelli faces the fact that there's a third-party candidate in that state who will steal votes from him. And those 8% throw the election to the Clinton camp, which would be McAuliffe. The corrupt Democrat wing of the Democrat corrupt party wins. It would break a 30-year trend. Virginia has elected a governor from the party not occupying the White House in every gubernatorial election since 1977. God forbid the Clinton machine wins. God forbid. Phone number is 855-400-7282. Voters to decide elections coast to coast. Huge races, enormous races from New York City, governor of Virginia. You name it, it's happening. It's a huge, huge day. Chris Christie is about to win in a landslide, and he wants every Republican to understand why. Well, I don't know what that means. I guess if they only put on weight, if they went to Arby's and ate 50 hamburgers, they would win too. There are many other news stories. I will get to all of them, or as many as I can, as you dial 855-400-7282. Chinese state media show plans for nuke strikes on U.S. cities. Chinese state media show plans for nuke strikes on U.S. cities. Did you hear this story? Oh, you didn't hear that? Didn't make it to your local paper? You're busy reading about Obama's takeover of global warming. I see. Inside China, nuclear submarines capable of widespread attack on U.S. And they're talking about it, no less. The People's Liberation Army Navy Strategic Submarine Force. They say they're now ready and able, I swear to God, to hit Seattle and Los Angeles. And they show damage projections for Seattle and Los Angeles after being hit by Chinese nukes and the deadly radiation that would spread all the way to Chicago. Now, why would they be doing this now? Why would China be putting out such a crazed message right now? China's sub fleet is reportedly the world's second largest with about 70 vessels. About 10 are nuclear powered. And now they're writing articles talking about striking the United States. They're capable of it. Why? There must be a reason that China is doing this right now. Listen to what else they write. Because the Midwest states of the U.S. are sparsely populated, in order to increase the lethality of our nuclear attacks, they should mainly target the key cities on the west coast of the United States, such as Seattle, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and San Diego, the Global Times said. The 12 JL-2 nuclear warheads carried by one single type 094 SSBN can kill and wound 5 million to 12 million Americans, the Global Times reported. China has also developed land-based intercontinental ballistic missiles, notably the DF-31A, which has a range of 7,000 to 7,500 miles. Now, why are they putting out this story now? See, it's late at night, but I saved it for the best. Why are they trying to freak us out right now? Why? Tell me why. As we speak, we have Chinese and Russian troops in this country being trained by our military, as I speak to you. Our traitorous government is training Chinese and Russian troops. They've given them the keys to our kingdom. What are they doing, preparing their people for war with the United States? How is this possible? How is this possible? Why are they doing this? Why are they doing it right now? What in the world do you think they're saying? Why they're not going to do this, but why are they threatening this right now? There's something wrong here. My gut feeling, if you put me against the wall and said come up with an idea, would be that they're getting ready to do something on Taiwan, and they don't want the United States to react. They're trying to freak out the generals in America. There may be a few generals left. Obama got rid of most of them. Obama, like Stalin, has purged our combat generals over the last few months in a way that it would be astonishing if you actually knew what I'm saying to you. Whatever. Okay. You don't want to hear any of that. But that's truly what's going on. Now, how did the Chinese get the ability to launch a missile that is so accurate that they could say with certainty they could strike Seattle, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and San Diego? Where did they get the technology? Shall I tell you? I'll give you the names, if you'd like, of the people who I believe should be tried for treason. Would you like their names? Let me go back to the Clinton administration. It all started in the Clinton administration. You see, our friends in China were having trouble launching satellites. Their rockets were falling down, crashing, and they couldn't launch satellites. So they went to a dear friend of Bill Clinton, who owned a company called Loral Space and Technology. And Loral Space and Technology, I think, was owned by a Bernie Schwartz, if I'm not mistaken, who was the largest single donor to the Democrat National Committee. And old Bernie asked permission from Bill Clinton to give China the ability to launch satellites, you know, innocent weather satellites. That's all the Chinese wanted. Now, some of us said, wait a minute. Some generals said, wait a minute. Some generals said, wait a minute, they'll convert it to military use. But old Bernie Schwartz, being the good American that he is, said, nah, you right-wingers are crazy. And lo and behold, soon the Chinese got technology from old Bernie Schwartz, which he got for free, by the way, from the U.S. government research. And old Bernie shared it with his friends in China to launch weather satellites. And all was well in Freedom Land. And then slowly but surely, our good friends in China decided to say, you know what, I think we will use those rockets to launch munitions. And nobody said anything, of course, because at that point, they were a big trading partner. And you didn't want to insult a trading partner. And so, slowly but surely, they kept practicing with our technology until, lo and behold, they could launch a nuclear missile from old Bernie Schwartz's missiles. Well, it's not his missiles per se, but he did give them the technology. But that's how Democrats operate. Then they tell you they're patriotic, and anyone who criticizes them is a crazy anti-government lunatic. See, that's how it works. Now, you think this is McCarthyism and lunacy because you don't even understand what's reality. And that's why I wrote a book called Liberalism is a Mental Disorder. The fact of the matter is it is a mental disorder. You are mad hatters. All of you liberals are mad hatters. You have no idea the world you live in. You have no idea what communism really is. You have no idea what real life is. But I don't want to say anymore. I don't want to say anymore because the madness in this country is almost and is systemic, never mind endemic. It is almost systemic rather than endemic. I don't think the Chinese have to fire a single missile to take the country over. As a Chinese friend said to me, I said, you know, one day China's going to take us over. She laughed and she said, what do you mean one day? Right? Yeah. You know, they own the economy. What do they need to fire a missile for? They'll keep us alive as long as we're still consumers. Then once that day passes, forget about it. They'll see if they can harvest your kidneys and send them back to Beijing for some, internet billionaire. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I want to read you something. One of my producers wrote this to me, and it's directly related to what we're talking about tonight. Listen carefully. It's one paragraph. Your answer is important. Doug says, I went to get a coffee today. As I was thinking about what to talk about for the show today, in the cafe I decided to try to strike up a conversation with the other people waiting in line. I asked the gentleman standing next to me if he listened to talk radio, to which he replied, no, it's always the same thing over and over again. Then the lady behind me said the same thing. She said, they just talk about things I have no control over. I wanted to go a little deeper, so I asked what they would want to listen to if they could control the topics. And the reply was the same from both of them. Quote, news to a point and a variety of topics. Not the same Obamacare 24 hours a day. One of them said most of these hosts just repeat whatever they have heard or have been told to. They just repeat their party lines. The people both said to me, I want to think. And my friends, that leads us to tonight on the Savage Nation. As you know, I did not want to cover Obamacare day in and day out because I have no control over the outcome. We all know it's a disaster. I have focused you on fighting amnesty while we still have a chance. And tonight I'm focusing you on what's coming down the road. Chris Christie, frankly, is the future of the Republican Party. Now you say, oh, I'm a sellout. I didn't say I'm agreeing with Chris Christie on his amnesty and on all of his social issues. I didn't say that. But I have said I would rather have 50 to 60% of conservative values than 0% in a Hillary. You have to be a realist in politics. Now, you may disagree with me. Many of you say I'd rather vote my principle, and I'd rather go down, than I'd rather go down believing and voting for what I want than vote for someone who's a middle of the road. Okay, well, that's why Obama won, because you didn't vote for Romney. You know, we all know Romney was, and Christie are almost the same. They're like twin brothers. They're almost twin brothers, in politics. So that's the problem we have. Let's get a nickname. WABC Pat, you have a nickname for De Blasio. What is it?
Hey, Dr. Savage, De Progressio.
Now tell me why De Blasio is... We need to have a nickname for the new goat of the conservative movement. Now, why would you say De Progressio?
Because Blasio is a progressive. It's already saying in the commercials for him running for mayor. And he's proud of saying it, too. And what he stands
for... Progressive is a code word for communist socialist. You know that, don't you?
Yes. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Progresso means a retrogresso. Anyone says they have a progresso means they're a retrogresso. They want to turn New York back into the slum it was under Dinkins. And that's what they're going to get. Property taxes up, crime up, inability to walk in the streets. It's going to be all over again. Squeegee men are back. I'm surprised that the Progressio didn't wheel out the squeegee men on a bus tonight and say, they're back, and give them all some rags with his name on it. But that's not a bad name, De Progressio. I like it. The only problem is it tends to diminish the name of the spaghetti sauce that might not be so bad. And by the way, Pat, keep your sense of humor, because without it, we're all dead in the water. I'll tell you something else. It was a libertarian who destroyed the conservative in Virginia. In an election such as that between Cuccinelli, the true conservative, and McAuliffe, the true corrupt, in my opinion, progressive, the third-party candidate took about 8 points away from the conservative, and so the libertarian was a Trojan horse. Watch out for these third-party candidates. They often are in bed with the Democrats. I saw it going back 20 years, and I'm telling you again, don't fall for it again. I don't know whether you agree with me, but that's my take. I'm Michael Savage. The sad truth is that we have a corrupt left-wing fanatic all over again in Virginia. That's my opinion. It's one man's opinion. It's another Clintonite. It's another Tammany Hall-like personality. It's all over again. Cuccinelli was the hope. He got destroyed through the illegal alien vote and because of the libertarian third-party vote. Very sad. 855-407-282 is the phone number. It's an election night. It's an exciting night. And in honor of Christie's win, I ordered a a double cheese pizza tonight here at KSFO Studios in San Francisco. I can't resist it. It's one of my weaknesses. All right, so Christy, one of many of you are depressed anyway. Why? Because he's not conservative enough. I get the emotion. But you have to take what you can get in this world. Would you rather have Christy lost? I mean, what is... I don't understand the thinking. I know people in an election between Romney and Obama, they said, you know what? I'm going to sit this one out, and I'm going to show those Republicans what I really think, and I'm going to let Obama win. I'd rather have Obama win than Romney because he's not conservative enough. And look what you got. Do I have to go down the litany of what Obama's done to the country? Don't you... People understand what reality is. It's nice to be a true believer. I am one, but I'm also a realist. I'd rather see a Christie than a Hillary victory. And I'd rather see a Christie victory than a Hillary victory. And I'm telling you right now, during the primaries that are coming up, not tomorrow, you're going to see a blowout between Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, and some others, and Christie. And then you're going to see a Christie victory in the primaries. And then you're going to see Christie run against the diehard Hillary Clinton. And it's going to be a toss-up of who wins that one. But if Christie can win in New Jersey with the liberalism of New Jersey, it's a liberal state, and he won. You have to ask yourself how he won. Well, because he cleaved to the center, number one. He's also a straight talker. He's also not a pretty boy, and I want to emphasize that. I don't think you understand something here. Romney was too good-looking and Mr. Perfect. He was too milquetoast-ish. One thing about Christie is he looks like a real guy, the type of guy that everyone understands. Whether you like him or not politically doesn't matter. People related to the fact that he was a real man, the type that you would see sitting outside a restaurant and on Mulberry Street on a hot August night, you know, slurping some scungili with some of his Italian friends. And he would knock it down like bowl after bowl of food. People liked the guy. I mean, he had to look like a real human being, not robotic. So he's got some, you know. Now, in Virginia, there's the other story. This is a heartbreaker because it was so close. It was stolen again by the illegal aliens who were bussed in my estimation. This McAuliffe was a bundler for the Clintons. He has fought for amnesty. He has fought against voter ID for years, and now you know why. It paid off for him, hasn't it? Now, many of you disagree with me. Many of you disagree with me on Chris Christie, and I want to hear your voices. Savage is wrong, says Max on KSFO. You're up. Go ahead. Tell me why I am wrong.
Listen to you since the 90s, and I like you. But I want to send a message to you and your handlers. We're not buying enough.
Well, hold on. I'm not a handler. No one handles me. What are you talking about?
Look, you know what? If we keep looking for rhinos, we're going to keep...
Well, wait a minute. No one's my handler. What are you, accusing me of reading a script?
You, my position is, a moment ago you said the people should stand up. You were in the last break there. Well, we are standing up, and we're not going for it.
Okay, hold on. So you'd rather lose and go down on your sword?
No, when I did George Washington, you know, go for...
Oh, please, you're listening to that Trotskyite day and night. George Washington is dead. His false teeth are gone. We have no George Washingtons anymore.
Listen up, Johnson. You don't think it's going to happen. It already is going to happen. History is going to repeat itself.
Which history is going to repeat itself?
Great.
Which history is going to repeat itself? Oh, he left. Okay. Okay, Johnson, thanks for the call. Unbelievable. History is going to repeat itself. Yes, save your Confederate money. The South will rise again. I heard that one. How'd that work out for the South? Save your Confederate money. The South will rise again. Yeah, okay, I get it. Oh, you're going to hear this. You're going to go listen. That's good for me. I just could keep listening to the phonies who are telling you to lose elections in the name of your purity. In the names of your purity, lose the election. That's smart. That's really smart. Portland, Oregon. KYKN. Portland. Brian, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Dr. Savage, very much. Hey, just really fast, I got to tell you, with your play-by-play on these elections and just your general demeanor, you are more exciting to listen to than a ball game. This is like the Yankees and the Tigers for me.
You know, looks like Jackie Gleason. How could you not like the guy's appearance?
I wrote him a letter.
Well, here he comes with Mrs. Christie. I never saw her. Let's see. See, they're not perfect. These people look like they never ate a diet pill in their life. How many kids does he have?
Two.
I got to tell you something. This is a very big night for America. And the diehards have to understand if they stick to their guns, they're going to feel good and lose another election. The same diehards who would not vote for Romney, for good reason, threw the election to Obama. And look at the state this country is in right now as a result. That's my point. We can't afford a Hillary victory. Thanks for the call. The reason I can't go on with arguing with these people is because they're right in one regard and wrong in another. You can be a diehard in your living room, but when you get into realpolitik, you better go with a winner who's going to give you 50, 60% on the dollar. Otherwise, you're going to get 0%. You know what Hillary's going to give us? 0% of what we want for borders, language, and culture.